We're live in Fort Lauderdale at the birthday party with my cousin Farah in the background, my Aunt Mary in the foreground, Ravanna. We're now actually watching a video slide of, of Ravanna and his son, his one and only son. You hear the family in the background. Yeah, different captions of my cousin, this particular one in our stuff. In a moment, we're going to get everybody on the line, right? There's a picture of him now with a gray goatee. All right. The host of this particular affair is sitting right in front of me. we're going to get her on the line. And to the left of me is my father. Okay. I guess to them, I look like I'm just on the phone. They have no idea that this is a podcast. All right. And there's my cousin again. Looks like he's sleeping. All right.
Yeah, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Ruth. I am hosting this affair. I have my whole family here. Today, we are celebrating my brother's 60th birthday, which is actually on the 14th. Today is the 17th, and his baby girl turned 33 today. So we are celebrating family and togetherness.
Thank you so much. I actually got her in. I'm sure you were able to hear a caption of what she was saying. I know there's, noise in the background, but this is to be expected at a family gathering, right? Yeah, there's another picture of the children. He's had one son. He had five girls?
Yes. Well, there's four girls and one boy.
Oh, yeah, four girls. One boy. But they're not babies anymore. They're grown with their own children. There's a shot of my cousin. We're actually at her house. She is the host. Her name is Ruth. I have a number of different cousins here. Little baby cousins that I don't even know. Okay. But I'm going to take a moment to get the number one host on the line. I probably will be able to get her to say a few words real fast.
Hey,
you want to say whatever you want to.
Hey, I'm Miss Mary, the hostess with the mostest, and the mother of the 60-year-old gentleman whose birthday we are celebrating at the home of his lovely sister.
All right. Okay. I was able to get that in there.
All right.
Just say who you are.
Who is it?
Just say it's a podcast.
Checking in. It's your boy, Rob Rilla, down here in Miami, Florida.
I got my cousin, Yusef. Yusef, say something.
Hello, Yusef, representing my cousin's 16th birthday out here in Fort Lauderdale. Representing my cousin, Richard D. Bay, and hollering at all of y'all.
All right. All right. Okay.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. I'm going to find a tune to entertain you just for a moment.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I'm not.
Okay. That's one for me to think about.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Oh. On behalf or even a toast, a roast to a battle on the 60th occasion. Never the time.
Yes, I'm out of here.
All right, so first we got Johnny and his friend Lord.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to keep it going.
I'm
going
to need a drink. Johnny and his friend Lord. Oh, man,
oh, yeah. Not that far. I got it. I'll hold it. I'll hold it. Oh. Oh. Okay, great.
You will be by my birthday too.
You want to drink? Who's it? Oh, from that? Good evening, everyone. How are you?
The radio personnel.
You know, I have a real sarcastic story that I remember when we were kids in Chicago. We were in the park playing, and I'm telling you, I was probably younger than someone. Him right there. Yeah, Ravanna was about that age, and I was a couple years older than him. And he had an accident.
Oh.
And I couldn't stop laughing at him in his face. I just thought it was so hilarious that he was in the park. Mr. Doodle Man. I wouldn't stop laughing. Yeah, it really was messed up because my aunt Mary didn't think it was funny at all because she probably had to clean them up. And they just thought something was wrong with me. You know, what is wrong? And so I got my ass whooped for laughing.
Right. I can understand.
As we grew older, we learned to continue to laugh together.
Right.
There have been moments in my life where I thought, you know, everything was over, you know. Oh, and I was able to talk to this guy. He cheered me up, and he reminded me of the reality of life. The only thing you got is family. That's the only thing that really matters. People tell you, oh, I got a house. That matters. I got a whole lot of money. That matters. That's all BS. The only thing is the happiness in your heart, the love that you got for your family. This is the love that I have for my brother. Yeah, man, I love you too.
You get us on some better story. We fought our whole time.
Shut up, Mr. Doodle Man.
You got to bring up Doodle
Man. I'm sorry. Everybody, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a podcast right now. Yeah, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a song for you. The first thing that I can see here, A Night in Tunisia. Don't you go anywhere right after this song.
Thank you.
One of Ravenna's grandchildren is actually singing a tribute, I Rise Up, as a tribute to him for his birthday. So everybody's quiet. Okay. All right, we have about 9 minutes left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to run through and get everybody's name.
Okay, so until later, peace. I'm going to party.